For many Americans, childhood memories of Sunday school include countless hours spent in a musty church basement, sitting on a rock-hard, straight-backed chair, enduring boring lectures from instructors long on passion but short on training. At some point in the last 30 years, Sunday school has made a few changes. The Woodmont Hills Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee is a congregation of 2,500 people. A full-time staff of three and more than 400 volunteers conduct Sunday school and a midweek service for 700 Woodmont children. Professional educator Eddie Clemens is the program's director.
If they come on Wednesdays and Sundays, we have our kids about 2% of their week. And so we have to really hit home runs every Sunday morning.
In Woodmont's case, hitting a Sunday school home run begins with several hundred children in a large, colorful, brightly lit room with costume Bible characters in attendance. The atmosphere is festive as the children launch into songs that have them singing, clapping, and marching around the room. And all that, Mr. Clemens notes, just to get things started.
We teach kids in very large groups using drama, monologues, storytelling, puppets, creative music, but we do it in very large groups that are age appropriate. We wouldn't have a sixth grader with a kindergartner, but we might have kindergarten, first, and second graders together.
After 30 minutes of almost frantic large group interaction, the children divide into small groups. Scattered around the room in circles of five or six, the kids meet every week with the same set of peers and the same adult mentor. They review the main points of the lesson and then spend time praying for family and friends.
Thank you for my daddy and my mommy, my sister, my doggy.
Woodmont Sunday School is typical of a growing number of churches across the country. It seems chaotic at times, but is in fact carefully structured to take advantage of the way American children learn. Tom Schultz is one of the nation's foremost authorities on Sunday school instruction. He notes that teaching children born into a multimedia culture requires a new and radically different approach to education.
Whereas in the past, you could get away with kids sitting in neat little rows and passively listening to a teacher lecture, that simply doesn't provide the results that we're looking for today. Many will make the argument that from a very young age, we're even wired differently today. We think differently today than generations did in years past.
Far from being passive, Woodmont's large group activities stress interaction. The children are in near constant motion. Mr. Schultz, the president of Sunday school curriculum provider Group Publishing, says the most recent research suggests this is a winning strategy.
We found that people learn much more when they're learning by doing, when they experience something. Kids or learners of any age can actually experience the Bible story and learn and retain and apply so much more.
Tom Schultz says Woodmont's small group activities are also well-founded in hard science.
When students of any age are allowed to work with one another and talk with one another during the learning process, they learn a lot more. Educators in general have discovered that. They'll use terms like cooperative education or cooperative learning that involve students working together in small teams to learn.
But not everyone believes cooperative learning, puppet skits, and costumed characters are the wave of the future. For critics who charge today's Sunday schools provide little more than entertainment, Woodmont's education director has a ready answer.
And I think Jesus was very entertaining, and that's why the crowds and the multitudes followed him. He taught in a way that no one had ever been taught before. So I think in terms of trying to work with kids of this culture, yes, we do have to be entertaining, but we're entertaining them with the Word of God.
And in fact, American churches may have few other options. Mr. Schultz notes that Sunday school attendance has dropped in the last 30 years from a high of 41 million to a low of 26 million in class each week. But in spite of this rapid decline, he says he's confident that Sunday school will survive as a staple of American life. that confidence lies not just in the advanced teaching techniques he promotes, but also in a generation of young Christian parents showing renewed interest in their faith.
When you take a look at children's programs like Sunday school, like midweek programs and so on, are one of the top reasons that parents today are using to select a church. One of the top reasons, incidentally, that they're returning to church, since they may have been away from it since their younger years, but also one of the top criteria that they're using for selecting a church.
In Nashville, Eddie Plemons has been equally impressed by the children of these young parents.
Just recently, our elementary kids raised money to buy some water buffalo for a third world nation, knowing that that water buffalo is going to help plant seeds for families to be able to grow crops, to help carry water from the wells. That is what makes a difference to these kids. So I think the future of ministry continues to be more and more hands-on.
For Coast to Coast, I'm Mike Osborne, attending Sunday School at the Woodmont Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee.